Welcome to the Pro-Life Team podcast. I'm here with Pam Stenzel. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about infinite worth and how it is an important tactic to be part of your marketing strategy to reach the abortion-minded. So Pam, I'm excited to have you on the Pro-Life Team podcast. Would you introduce yourself as if you were talking to a room of pregnancy clinic directors?
Wow. Yes. My name is Pam Stenzel. I live in Tampa, Florida. I'm the senior regional clinic coordinator for community pregnancy clinics, really client services director, I guess is my new title. But we operate five pregnancy clinics in the state of Florida. Two in Naples, one in Fort Myers, one in Sarasota. My Sarasota clinic is fascinating because it is literally right in the parking lot of Planned Parenthood in Sarasota. So we are seriously on the front line there. And then we opened in 2019, right before COVID. We opened our last clinic in Gainesville, Florida, on campus at the University of Florida. We sit right across from the swamp. So we have a nice view of the football stadium there. And it's been probably where I've spent most of my time since COVID, is really kind of focusing on that clinic. And it's just been an amazing opportunity to really work out how do you reach that college community and college students as well. So some of you might be aware that I have done a lot of speaking on sexual integrity. I'm known as a sex lady. So some of you who are seeing me are going, oh, we know who that is. That's a sex lady. And have done some training for your staff. If you're a pregnancy center listening today, that on handling that negative pregnancy test, on talking about those tough issues with clients when it comes to sex and STDs and their risks and their relationships and building healthy relationships. So I've done that, and also had the opportunity to work and am on the board for Infinite Worth, which is a 24/7 nurse chat, which we're using in our clinics. And so want to talk about a lot of those amazing things. I know for those of you who are listening, and I drill this into my staff regularly. Anytime we do a training, anytime we have staff meeting, that our mission is to reach women who are abortion-minded, at risk for abortion, are undecided, and use every tool we have to help them choose life and support them after. So it's really helped, at least in my clinics, to really focus on that mission. Because I think sometimes your staff, I know we like, well, that's the hard girl, you know, that college campus, that must be really hard. And girls are so abortion minded. And the reality is that's our mission. That's why we're here. And so we really have to make sure that we're using every tool and that we're equipping ourselves to be able to handle that client specifically.
Awesome. So yeah, and in this podcast, we're going to focus on infinite worth, you know, the benefits of having a 24/7 nurse chat on a website, whether that is for a medical clinic, a non-medical center. Let's talk about that. So Pam, what can you describe what Infinite Worth's offering is? Like, what exactly is this nurse chat, and like, what really is brought to the table with someone deciding to use it?
Yeah, well, let me tell you, one of the most important pieces of Infinite Worth is that we are really partnering with the pregnancy center. It's you know, there are other options out there, and they're not really partnered with the pregnancy center. They just refer to. But Infinite Worth is different. It works off the HopeSync platform, which is a texting platform that many of you may have heard of or you're using. HopeSync provided hundreds of little short videos that you can text to a client. And we really got in the habit, if we had a phone call and a girl said, oh, I want abortion, or how much does the abortion pill cost, of saying to her, you know, obviously the things we're taught to say to her, have you had a pregnancy test? You need an ultrasound. And if you get to the point where you know this girl is not going to come in and make that appointment, to say to her, could I text you some information that would be really important for you to look at before you make a decision? And then we were able to, and listen, 99% of the time they're going to say yes, because they know very well they can block you, they can put stop, they have 100 ways of ignoring your test or your text if they want to. So usually they'll just say yes. And what that does is that lets us shoot to her cell phone a little video and some information, and helps her to kind of watch that video. Dr. Bowles, who's the head of the abortion pill reversal program via Heartbeat, he did a great little 2-minute talk. I just put a camera in front of him and I said, Dr. Bowles, just talk to that girl who's considering taking that abortion pill with his doctor coat on. And he did such a beautiful job. So I'm able to text that little bit of information, some written information in the text, and it goes to her phone. Jacob, listen, you and I know that, well, I'm old, Jacob's young, I'm old, I'm a grandma, I appreciate everything that I want to talk to someone. I have to yell at my now almost 30-year-old son, please pick up the phone and call your mother. I am sick of us having only conversations with text. But the reality is, this generation, this is what they're going to, this their device. And so for us to be able to reach them there is so huge. So this platform has allowed pregnancy centers to text, get information, make sure that she has your contact information. Well, what Infinite Worth did is we said, this is such an amazing platform, but we need to be in that space. We need to reach her first. What if she never even finds us to call? And what if she's afraid to call? And, you know, again, I just said, these kids don't want to call. They don't want to make an appointment on to talk to someone. They want to text. So what we've been able to do is Infinite Worth created a concept where we could provide to the pregnancy center 24/7 nurse chat coverage. And we work out the contract with them. And then we can either choose to answer the chat ourselves during the day or during business hours, and then let their nurses answer when we're not in the clinic or we're not open or it's the weekend. Or you can have them do it 24/7 if you choose to do that, whatever it is. But they're able to be online right now. My clinics are closed because I'm in Florida and my clinics are closed. But right now, there is a nurse who is answering any client that comes to my website, and a little nurse pops up, and they are nurses, by the way, and it says, chat with a nurse. It's very visible on my site. And then she goes on, and she has her questions, and they engage in her. They can send her those videos. They can even go to FaceTime. Now, here's what's really important about this for me, is that I, as my center, my staff, when they get to the center, they can open up that nurse chat and they can see every bit of the conversation that was had while they were sleeping or having dinner with their family or going to their kids' basketball game. They can see every bit of that conversation. So now if that client made an appointment to come in to see me that day, I'm able to see all the questions she was asking. What was she looking for? Was she looking for the abortion pill? And I am prepared. The other thing is, I can then, if she makes her appointment, keeps that appointment, I can continue that conversation with her. My nurse in my clinic can say, hey, Jessica, it was so good to see you today. I'm going to send you some more information. Remember what we talked about. You have time. We're going to see you for your STI results next week. You can text back anytime and talk to a nurse. We have created relationship, and that relationship is really an extension of your relationship. So it's just an amazing tool. And it's a true partnership between the pregnancy center, the pregnancy clinic, and the National Nurse Staff and Infinite Worth. It's game changing.
Wow. This is so exciting. This is like, I feel like this is like an enhanced call to action Because we've had chat options in the past, but they didn't have the nurse part, and they also didn't have the handoff back end data sharing experience. And this one also, when that person using the chat, when she decides, I'm not sure if I'm going to do this, and she puts her phone down, and then she thinks about it, and 45 minutes later she picks it up. That thread is right there. Those videos,
it's still there.
Back and forth, what she wrote, what they, what was responded to, that thread is there on her device that she, she has that device with her when she's awake, when she's asleep, when she's traveling, when she's driving, when she goes anywhere, that device is in her hand or within reach, because that's how the phone works. That's how that device works. And so now she has that conversation that close.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And she can also, like with the videos themselves, she can also show someone if she is talking to someone important in her life and say, well, hey, you should watch this. And she can see that. Hmm. And I think the other thing too is, my site, obviously we, from Naples to Gainesville, all of Southwest Florida into Central Florida, we have a big area. But what's been beautiful is we'll get texts into our site from girls from Tampa or from Miami or from Orlando. And even though they're not in our area, we know the pregnancy centers in that area and the nurses know. And so we can immediately connect her with the pregnancy center that is closest to her in her area. And we're able to give that pregnancy center a little heads up about the client and kind of what she's searching for. And so it's really a great way for us, to work together with pregnancy centers all across our communities, our state, and really provide that help. And so, I just can't say enough, Jacob, about how important it is that we're building that relationship with her, that she feels heard, that she's being told, given truthful information. There have been some situations where people that weren't part of our pregnancy center community went in and decided to spend a lot of money advertising and trying to reach that abortion-minded women, but we're not in control of what they say to her. And we don't even know. I mean, she comes in and she goes, well, I made my appointment through your ad or whatever. And we're like, we don't even know what you're talking about because it wasn't us. And I'm kind of I'm a big researcher. It was so important to me that we were online where we needed to be so that if a girl sitting in University of Florida, sitting in her dorm, Googles abortion pill near me, that we would show up. And Jacob, for so long, we were not showing up at all. And so I had to make work to kind of fix that. But while I've been doing that, and because I travel and I speak and I'm in a lot of other communities and other pregnancy centers, I'll do it from my hotel room. I was sitting in Virginia doing a fundraiser for a pregnancy center outside of Washington, D.C. And so I'm like, oh, abortion pill near me. And I was like so shocked because their pregnancy center came up and I was so proud of them. I'm like, this is so awesome. Look at where you're showing up. Well, one of the times I was doing this, my center showed up and it wasn't me. I knew it wasn't. And so I sent a little text. I said, I need an abortion. And they said, we can make an appointment for you. And they were a little bit vague. And then I kind of played along, gave them my LMP. And then I finally just outright asked, do you work for community pregnancy clinics? Because they were sending me to our one clinic that wasn't open regularly because we had a temporary closure. So I'm like, I know. They admitted that they didn't. And then they told me that they couldn't make the appointment for me, but this is the number I should call. And then she said to me, can I text you back and check in with you? And I said, yes, because again, I wanted to know what they're telling girls and that. So first of all, it was such a frustration because they were very vague. I may have thought I was showing up to get an abortion and so that bothers me a little bit. But then 14 days later, I am not exaggerating, they text me back and ask me if I had received the help I needed. 14 days. And the sad thing is, I had no control over that discussion, right? I had no control. And that's why with Infinite Worth, what we're, and I don't know how many other pregnancy centers listening are have experienced this, but with Infinite Worth, you are 100% in control. And here's the deal. I can private message the nurse. If I'm on the chat, I can see what's going on. And I can send a message to that nurse that the client doesn't see. So I put it in a private message and I can say, hey, you know, maybe it would have been really good if you had asked her this question because you didn't get that answer. And I would have liked to have known that. Or maybe we could have worded this differently. Or, you know, I'm able to communicate and I can, I really make that whole, it's a team effort. And I will tell you this too, my staff, my nurses that are reading the chats, they're learning too. They're learning how to communicate with girls by watching these very well-trained national nurses through Infinite Worth communicate to these girls. They're getting so much better in their verbiage, even in the clinic. So we're actually as a team helping and building each other. And because I'm a data driven person, and I don't know how many center people here, I love the data. It kills me. I got to get right into the data. We've created a way in Infinite Worth where we can tag every client, abortion minded, abortion determined, made an appointment, kept the appointment, chose life. I can tag her all the way through. So when I run my reports on HopeSync and on the nurse chat, I can tell the board, my board of directors, we had 58 clients on our nurse chat, 22 made appointments, and 19 chose life. I can give them the numbers, and it's amazing. And the other thing, I'll get so excited about all the amazing things. But the other thing we can do for those of us who speak one language, and it's English, and if you're in an area of the country where there's a lot of Spanish, we have a lot of Haitian, Creole, we have a lot of different languages. That can be it's translated right in the chat. So she types to you in her language, you type, you get the translation, you type back in English, it translates it back to Creole, to back to her. And we're able to have these conversations no matter what language they're most comfortable speaking in.
Wow. That's pretty cool. That's really cool.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah. So, boy, Infinite Worth seems like a real answer to prayer. How would you describe, based on your experience, you know, seeing Infinite Worth used and this, these conversations taking place, where have you seen God's fingerprints? Or can you think of a story where you saw God show up in this space?
Oh, yeah. You know, I got to tell you, the benefit that my centers had, we were kind of the guinea pig, one of the first centers to utilize it. So it was really good because we were able to, you know, have problems and, you know, figure it all out. And Infinite Worth really helped me. I told Rachel, I said, listen, I'm probably going to be your problem center, not your, you know, everybody do it like us. Cause you know, we had a lot of issues going on. And Infinite Worth did a few things. Number one, it showed me what clients were finding me. And in the beginning, the abortion-minded clients were not finding me. All the clients that we were talking to were very, likely to carry. They just wanted an ultrasound. And I realized part of that was that we were advertising free ultrasound. And so what did we get? We got clients who wanted a free ultrasound. So that really did help me see where we needed to work and do some changing to reach the women we needed to reach. The other thing it is, it did teach us how to qualify that client. So if she just came in and saying, I need help or whatever. And she goes, I might be pregnant. One of the first things the nurses did, and it was really cool to watch, she would ask her, how do you feel about being pregnant? And literally the next response almost always told us exactly what we were dealing with. Now, if the first thing out of her text was, do you do abortions, or I want an abortion pill, or how can I get an abortion? We don't have to ask her how she feels about being pregnant. We probably already know. But sometimes we had to kind of, you know, do that. Hey, how do you feel about being pregnant? And then we kind of got the situation. We got kind of what's going on in her mind and whether she was happy or what. And that helped us to qualify the help that she needed, a referral that she needed. So let me just tell you, we have had since August, where I've been really, really watching when we changed our a lot of things, we started to see a lot more abortion-minded clients. We're seeing a ton more AM clients than we were the first part of last year. So that was a huge increase. And we have had since August, and it's been building every month, we have had over our five clinics. So just so everybody knows, this is a, you know, when I give you this big number, but we have had 180 confirmed saves where she came onto the nurse chat wanting an abortion, agreed to keep that appointment, kept the appointment, and over a period of a week or two chose life. So it's very, that to me, it's just one of the most exciting things I've ever been a part of. But when I'm telling you, this girl texted us in Portuguese, and I'm saying girl, it was mom, and mom wanted an abortion for her daughter. Mom was just pretty insistent. But mom didn't speak English well, so we initially had to deal with the Portuguese. Well, the daughter, who was a minor, spoke English because she goes to school. And we convinced her to come to the clinic. And when she got there, mom was there initially, and mom was still kind of, Ian, we don't want to do this ultrasound. But after we got just the girl alone, we realized she doesn't want to have the abortion. This teen girl wants to keep her baby, but we had mom that was making the decision. And so we did the ultrasound, and this young girl agreed to let her mom come into the ultrasound. And we just prayed that she was 11 weeks, which was, you know, quite a ways. And that baby was doing somersaults, waving, jumping up and down. And our nurses got to literally watch this mom's like little tears coming down her face. Like she was so insistent that her daughter had to have the abortion. But the minute that grandma saw that baby jumping all around in that ultrasound, all bets were off. And so that was exciting. But, you know, had it not been for nurse chat, I don't know that we would have convinced that mother. And a lot of it had to do with money, Jacob. I think that people need to know this is one of your big deals. You're going to pay for an ultrasound done at the abortion clinic. And in Florida, we have a 24-hour waiting period. So she has to have that consult. She can't have an abortion the same day. Mom had to be a part of it because of the age of the minor, you know, the teenage daughter. So the reality is we were able to sell her on coming to us first because we weren't going to charge her, and we would do the same thing as far as consult and let's get that taken care of. So that's the only way that we got that mom to come in. But if the nurses on our nurse chat did not know that information and weren't able to communicate to that mother clearly that she can't just go to the abortion clinic and get an abortion, she's got to have a consult and they're going to charge her and we can do that ultrasound for free. Those are the kind of things that the nurses on nurse chat know, and they know how to communicate to that, whether it's the client themselves or the mom.
Wow.
That, in Portuguese.
Yeah. The part about, you know, the language translation that happens based on automation, that is just so amazing. Like that is a miraculous way to use technology. On this podcast, we like to highlight ideas that are relatively new or like, let's say less than 20% adopted. And I don't know where Infinite Worth is, but in my opinion, every pregnancy clinic needs Infinite Worth, because I really can't think of a use case where this is not a incredibly beneficial part of the plan. And it's just such a critical piece, and it helps solve a problem that wasn't even being addressed 5 years ago. Like, I know that this is something that's really important and helpful. And yeah. And so what about a pregnancy clinic and a director who has, maybe they haven't used, they haven't used Infinite Worth yet. They haven't used the online chat piece or online texting piece before. How would you describe the journey from going from, haven't used these pieces and these tools before into, adopting and using these tools?
Yeah, well, for the first, there's kind of a system to it. First, if you've never used Hope Sync and never used the, the videos and the chats and the be able to text your clients that way, that's kind of your first step. You really should do that. And here's the deal. It's a monthly subscription, and all the features that I just said to you are available with this, with Hope Sync, with this. It'll be a nurse chat. You'll have the language, all of that. The only thing that's going to end up being a little trickier is to get 24/7 coverage. So that's going to be an additional, we'll have to talk about how that happens. And that's, we're trying to raise money, in order to be able to provide that, where the pregnancy center doesn't have to provide that. But minus the 24/7 piece, you could, for this monthly subscription, have all of the technology, and you could do it in-house, right? So everything that I just described to you, you could be doing with your own staff, and then we can talk about adding the 24/7 coverage. But it's a fee. If you're one center and it's just, you're not five like me, you don't have satellites all over the place, you literally can have all of this for under $50 a month, right? And have access to all of the chat functions, all of the videos, all the ability to put that widget on your website. And then the difference would be, if you can't cover it yourself 24/7, then you'll have to maybe wait. Now, if you want to move to the point of being able to have the nurses, the Infinite Worth staff cover that, we're really trying to roll this out by state and by area, because we don't want that to be a burden, a big financial burden on the pregnancy center. So we have to be able to hire the nursing staff to cover. And so it just depends on what state you're from. So there are some states that already have the, we call them trees. I think she, no, what did she call them? Yeah, she maybe called them trees.
Flights. Was it some kind of airline?
Thank
term.
You. No, you're right. No, yeah. It is. It's flights. So like in Florida, we have two or three flights that are already paid for. So there might be, if you're in Florida, I know Texas has got some. So it's probably Tennessee has got some. So it's kind of a matter of you contacting Infinite Worth and saying, hey, I really, want to be a part of this. We're going to at least get started where we can answer it ourselves and utilize the system. And then hopefully we'll be able to very soon get nurses to cover you when you're not there. So though that's the process. And I would really encourage you to go to infiniteworth.org. It's going to explain that all. And then there's some really good, Infinite Worth and Hope Sync have done some really good webinars that explain not only how it works, but why it's necessary. And so it might be a really good thing for you to share with a board member. I have a pregnancy center that I talked to, and they wanted to do it so badly, and we wish we could have just given them the 24/7 coverage, and Jacob, it just wasn't working. And they ended up talking to someone and says, well, what kind of money would we be talking to donate in order to be able to have this coverage? And we were able to give them that number, and it wasn't huge and crazy, but it was significant. And he immediately said, I have a donor right now that would write that check. Miraculous. So then they didn't have to wait around for their state to get a whole flight. Do you know what I'm saying? They were able to kind of cover that cost. But to me, when we launched Infinite Worth, one of the, the, the most amazing things to me was that we were providing this amazing tool available for an unbelievable, almost nothing. We're practically giving it to you. I mean, and I would tell centers, because you have an opportunity to send prayer requests to your donors right through the system. When we have a girl who's considering abortion, we just send out a text to those of our supporters who signed up to receive them and say, pray for our nurse Angela right now. We've got a client that's considering abortion, and they could be shopping at the grocery store and get that. And we've connected our donors. So when I have done other pregnancy center banquets, I say right now, there's going to be a donor right now who's willing to pay the $50 a month that it's going to cost for this center to be able to have the ability to text and chat in real time with clients and reach that abortion-minded woman. I mean, it's a no-brainer. It's nothing. And so really the cost shouldn't be prohibitive. And those of you who are listening and have done a lot of fundraising, or you know what it takes to raise money, people like projects. They're willing to give you a $50 a month or $100 a month, and it's just kind of the general whatever. But boy, when you give them specific things, they feel so much more connected to their giving by saying, I am giving to that. That you sold me. That's important. It's saving lives. I'm giving to that. So it's a really great real tool for you to get donors involved in reaching women. So.
Yeah. And I think, yeah, and it's, we're looking forward to the day where we have a flight of nurses for every part of our country. And
that's our goal.
Yeah. And we need, because that's such a critical way of reaching people, with a higher percent of clients connecting and taking that desired call to action to schedule an appointment, to reaching out, to getting that conversation started. And that's really an interesting part, too. Yeah, it starts the conversation more so than just making an appointment.
Right, it's a relationship. But here's the battle we're in. And I know my pregnancy centers out there know this. This is the battle we're in. Chemical abortion and the ability to get chemical abortion pills via the mail without ever seeing a physician, ever having an ultrasound, this has changed the game. And that's why we have to be in the space. You know, it used to be, you know, well, we did it just in 2017. I put my pregnancy center right next to Planned Parenthood. We have sidewalk counselors who are outside of the abortion clinics, but we're moving into an era where the abortion clinic isn't where the battle is anymore. The battle is online. The battle is in that space. And if you're not in that space actively and effectively, then, all the old ways we used to do it. I mean, Jacob, I'm old enough that the first pregnancy center I directed in Minnesota, this is going to really age me, we named our pregnancy center Alpha Women's Center because we needed that A so that we would be at the top of the list in the yellow pages. That is how old I am. And so we have to grow. We have to be ahead of this issue. We've got to be where they are. We've got to use every tool. And right now, this space that we're talking about, being when they Google abortion pill near me, we have to be there, and we have to be there effectively. If they can reach out and know that they're not talking to a bot, that they're actually chatting with a nurse real time in that moment, it's a game changer.
I think the place to be found right now is on Google. When someone is looking for an answer, Google, I think, is going to be number one the number one right now, and probably number one for a while. Word of mouth, number two. But when it comes to Planned Parenthood locations, I don't know how to measure. I want to say my gut says 30% of our audience is still connecting with a local abortion clinic, but that might end up drifting downwards. Like that might be, most of it is, you're right. It's the online website that will ship a pill to your residents.
100%.
And for some, it depends also where you're at. Texas versus California.
That's right.
You know, the online pill is going to be, it's heavier when you're in Texas, whereas California, the abortion clinic may have a heavier role to play still.
Well, California is a good example because the state of California just made every university health services or student health services on every public university campus an abortion clinic. They are required to distribute the pill there. And the other battle we're fighting is now it's going to be Walgreens and CVS and the pharmacies. So your abortion clinic went from a Planned Parenthood or a private abortion clinic to now your student health services at your universities and your Walgreens and your CVSs. So that's why you had to tell people you have to stay ahead of them. They, you know, the abortion industry is running 100 miles an hour, you know, forward. And it seems sometimes that we in the pro-life movement tend to kind of react instead of being forward thinking and saying, we need to be in that space and we need to be in it credibly. And you know, if you're not, you lost the game.
Yeah. Well, and if someone's not, the answer is to start now. I mean, the best time to plant a tree was a long time ago. The second best time is right now. And so we need to, you know, be crafting content that's SEO friendly, measuring our, you know, our way of competing for rankings on Google, you know, essentially making sure the website is performing when it comes to converting traffic into appointments, into clients. And all that to say is we need to be found. For me, I think one of the most important measurements is, are you being found on Google and for which phrases, and where are you showing up for the phrase abortion pill near me or abortion pill online or abortion pill, something else, you know, what results on Google are you? And if you're not showing up, perhaps you don't have any content that is considered high quality. And when Google's measuring content and deciding who to have listed in a given search result.
And Jacob, there was a time where I think people just kind of assumed that we were being persecuted. And I'm not saying we weren't being persecuted by Google, but that the persecution was so bad that we couldn't even begin to compete in that space. But, well, you know better than me, even, and you can explain it better than me, but we don't have to lay down and die here. We can do things to be in that space, no matter what, whether Google puts does not provide abortions right under or not.
Yeah, and that's only on the pay-per-click ads, is the does provide abortions or does not provide abortions tag that accompanies certain text ads. But you know, the interesting thing about Planned Parenthood is that I was doing a research project on researching all of the keywords I went to 144 abortion clinic websites, and Planned Parenthood was just one of those websites. And I collected, essentially, if I look at this Planned Parenthood website alone, there's about 4 million phrases that they're connected with on organic search. And if I limit that to searches that are 100 searches per month or greater, it reduces it down to about, I think it was in the ballpark of like 600,000 search phrases. If I include all abortion clinics with 100 searches per month or more, it's about 980,000 searches per month. All that to say is there's a lot of phrases that don't have restrictions. There's also a lot of phrases that we probably don't want. We're not going to have the bandwidth or interest in targeting for quite some time. But there's a lot of phrases that we do have an interest in connecting on that we have not connected on yet. And when I say, you know, almost a million phrases that we might want to eventually intercept traffic on, a lot of those phrases are synonymous. So like the phrase abortion pill has 20,000 phrases that are synonymous with that, like abortion pill city, abortion pill zip code, abortion pill online, abortion pill free, abortion pill cost. Like there's literally 20,000 phrases based on just the two words abortion pill. Like that's a big bucket of variation. And there's also different ways of saying the same thing, which also is a way of considering which words to target. All that to say is there is definitely room to reach people organically through pay-per-click text ads, through pay-per-click grant-based text ads, through and also local results. And but all that to say, yeah, there's ways of still reaching the right, reaching the audience. And yes, it is like we, you know, just like as if we're trying to, you know, hold a weapon in one hand and a marketing tool in the other. That is part of the experience of working in this space, is that we're trying to, you know, we're under attack. We're playing offense and defense while still trying to build and reach the right audience. Like that's literally what this is.
Yeah. And you know, it's all of us working together. It's your expertise, Jacob, that you bring to all of the things that you just said, that for some of us are like, wow, Chinese, but you're right. But then the other piece is once they do find you and all of that crazy work that you're doing is successful, what does my website look like? Is it attractive? Does it draw the girl to me? And then is there that widget there? And if the widget is there and they can chat with a nurse, how are we doing with that? How are we building that relationship? How are we convincing her and helping her understand why she needs to come in and she needs that ultrasound or she needs that STI test before she makes a decision on abortion or before she would order pills, why she needs to see having that ultrasound. So all of us taking what we do really well and piecing them all together is going to be an effective strategy. And I always think of 1 Corinthians, and I've been in ministry a long time, and I think sometimes we all get a little bit crazy about our thing or how we're doing things, and this is the answer. And I'm always reminded that Paul said, the eye doesn't say to the foot, I don't need you. And the hand doesn't say to the eye, I don't need you. Every single part of the body of Christ is important. And the piece that you play and do well is desperately important. And if we all step into this arena and do what we do well and lean on each other, like the body of Christ is supposed to, then we're going to have amazing success. So I just really encourage you, all of us, whether it's our local ministry or whether it's the broader ministry across the country, that we all say, hey, here's the task and the piece that God's gifted me with and equipped me with. And I want to use all of that gifting and that and that knowledge and it to serve the body of Christ and do it well. And so just everyone, let's wouldn't it be exciting to watch the church work together instead of shooting at each other and trying to be the best and, oh, I'm better than that person. And they're, well, what they are doing isn't important and mine is so much better. I mean, can we just be the body of Christ? And so I'm just going to throw that out to you. I think Infinite Worth is amazing. I think it's one of the greatest tools ever. I'm so excited about it, but it's a tool. And so everything that you do in your pregnancy center every day, answering that phone and loving on that girl and doing that ultrasound and worrying about SEO and marketing and making things look pretty and then function properly. Do you know what I mean? Every one of us has a piece to play. Let's all dive in and do the piece that God's equipped us to do.
Yeah, there was this, there's a content strategist, her name's Christina Halverson, and she gave a talk many years ago. And so I'm going to go through it because it's really, it plays in to this, what you were just talking about. So just imagine, Pam, that you are a bear out in the field somewhere, and you're really hungry. As a bear, you're always hungry. So like, imagine you're really a bear. And you have the option of, you could like go find a berry patch, forage for berries, sit there and just eat berries through some kind of thorny berry patch. And that's one way you could get food to satisfy your hunger. Or you could go to the river, stand in the middle, open your mouth and wait for fish to jump in, and that would satisfy your hunger. But if you were to just like take out one of those tactics and not complete the strategy, then you're going to find yourself hungry. Like if you did not go to the river, you just stood in the middle of a field, opened your mouth and waited for a fish to jump in, it's not going to complete. Like the puzzle is missing a piece. And sometimes we look at, like, we're going to try this tactic and this is our tactic and this is the tactic that we love and we're going to do it. but we're not going to follow all of the other tangential puzzle pieces to complete the strategy. And so it's really important when you're thinking about how we're going to achieve our mission, how we're going to achieve our business objective, how is our ministry going to achieve the goal of reaching the right person at the right time with a solution that's going to help them get onto a path towards Jesus and see Jesus. How are we going to achieve that mission? So making sure that we have the right goal and making sure that we have all the right tactics in play, and we're not leaving some out that are critical. Like sometimes people leave out traffic and they just focus on the website being beautiful and amazing and spectacular with this nice chat widget. But without traffic, what's the point? Or we work on traffic and we don't have we're only getting 1% conversions. Or if we get traffic into the appointment room and then it falls flat without people following up and taking care of the experience there. All that to say is there's a complete set of tactics. And if we leave some out, we're going to have a major drop off and, the strategy is now broken if there's a major hole in one of the tactics.
So true. That is so true. And it's a big job if you're tasked, if you're an executive director or your board member, if you're tasked with looking at the whole picture to make sure there's no hole in that tactic, right? So it is a big responsibility.
Yeah. Well, so Pam, I've really enjoyed having you on this podcast. Would you share any final thoughts you might have and then close us in prayer with the expectation that those who are listening will pray alongside you?
Absolutely. Well, we said it, we're in this battle. You've heard so much good information about just kind of, let being equipped, understanding those tasks in every part of the tactical thing. And so here's the deal. We're here to help women and save babies and we all need each other. So let's just agree to stay in community and commit to that whole thing. And I'll pray with you. Father God, we thank you so much for those who are listening today and who have passionately given their lives and their livelihoods to reach women in crisis and to help them choose life and to see babies' lives saved. And I'm so grateful for everyone who's listening right now. And God, I would pray that you would give us wisdom. You would give us courage. You would give us all that we need to carry out the mission that you called us to, that we would stay focused on the mission and not get distracted. And God, that we would be encouraged today that you qualify the called and not just call the qualified, that if you've called us to this work, God, that you will be faithful to complete it and you will be faithful to walk alongside every step of the way. So I just thank you right now for everyone in this mission and who is doing their part. And I just pray that you would encourage them, that we would continue to pray for each other and that we would lean on you for our resources and we would give all the glory to you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you. song of our hands, the alibi of the broken, the wish inside the earth, the chorus of our questions, all creatures of the earth, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Broken sob at the graveside, the wedding bells at noon, the sounds of the lost and found, the reaching of our hands, the whale and the lion, the mother and her son, the family of terra firma, creatures of the earth, and know that I am God.